Namaha, namaste. This is the best time of the day. Yeah. So I'm very blessed and I'm very grateful to be based here because we have beautiful nature around us. So I'm just going to show you. This is how you can do Monaco in a totally different way. We're going to speak about change and trying to recalibrate. So once you have changed your life and undergone transformation, the transition is not that easy. So I have, for instance, been quiet by myself for a long time, and I'm trying to integrate myself again in social life, going out, getting dressed up. And I give you an example. On Friday, I went for dinner and I did have some alcohol and it did not agree with me at all. Did not feel really well on a Saturday because I could feel how toxic it was for my liver, for everything, because I become so sensitive. Anywho, I thought, okay, trial and error, if you've done that. Is that something I want to go back to? Not really. So I still need to fine-tune the balance. Now, if you find yourself in having changed your surroundings, your friends, and yeah, friends fall away, the so-called friends, who are not really your friends, because engaging in gossip, lower vibrational activities such as drugs, alcohol, sex addiction, and we have them all. You can see them in Monaco, Singapore, Dubai, in any kind of place where, well, the intention of human beings gets really overridden by a lot of artificial and superficial remedies. And I would not say that the source of that is money. I wouldn't say that because, you know what? When I was a yoga teacher and I had my own studio and I was traveling worldwide to teach, the abundance thing, that we're supposed to not have money and money is seen badly, that is utter BS. Because money is also a form of energy. So money is not the source of all evil. It's the intention you bring with it and what you define of being happy. And if you believe that change comes from outside circumstances, no, that's not going to happen. Change comes within. So how you perceive change can be, I'm going to move from one place to the other, which I have done many times. So I've moved 9 different countries. And I always was seeking and trying to find the solution to my happiness outside of myself, thinking that the grass is greener, but it is not. The grass is not greener. It really starts within ourselves. And then this transition period, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do with my time now? I cannot continue studying and training and working all the time. And we need to be social. This is something really important. We can't hide in our cave. So being social means also having discernment on who you want to spend your time with, what kind of conversations you want to engage with, and what activities you want to engage with. And due to my work, I network a lot. But I also know when it is to stop, when it's good for me to just leave the evening. And knowing that takes trial and error. That's why I shared with you my experience on a Friday evening. And in a certain stage, you feel like you, oh my gosh, I'm tapping in the old me, the version of me. And you notice that you're not anymore. And that is okay. Accept it. And you will come across people that you have known in your former life, in your past life, but you just don't resonate with anymore. And that's also perfectly fine, accepting this. So when you find yourself in this transition period, and it can be lonely sometimes, you're not alone. There's so many people out there who are going through change at the moment. And you will find your tribe and the people that you resonate with. I have met so many wonderful people in the last months that I could talk about business with, I could talk about life science with, I could talk about sports with, I could talk about many different topics, because just embracing your multifaceted you, your multidimensional being. And that is perfectly fine. And even if they live further away and they're not directly in your doorstep, there's always like a core family that I have, for instance. And I love knowing that this core family, no matter where we are, I can pick up the phone and say, hey, how are you doing? And having this is really important. And even if you don't hang around with your own family, blood family, it doesn't matter. People who are meant to be in your life will stay in your life. Have the trust and the faith in this. Whatever you believe in, if this is God, the universe, spirits, divine, have trust that everything is perfect the way how it is now. And people who are meant to be in your life will be in your life. Namaha, namaste.